in South Carolina, the State Democratic Party, if you try to define it, you come up basically with a coalition of blacks, organized labor such as it is, courthouse Democrats, courthouse city hall Democrats, and the top level of the business and financial community. Is that basically true in Georgia? Impression I have is that it is.
That's right. I don't think you could better define it. I think that's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah. And in effect, it becomes a modernizing force.
Yeah.
In the top level of the business and financial community interested in modernization for other reasons, and it's, I haven't defined modernizing, but basically economic modernization is part of it, but it encompasses much more than that. It encompasses education, it encompasses transportation, it really encompasses system of justice. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down the line, it's going to have to do something on tax structure and may split at that point, but not necessarily. Am I correct on that?
I think you're absolutely right. I give it.
Do you see tax reform emerging as an issue in the next 5 years?
What has happened? What has happened? Oh, yeah. What has happened in our legislature? We have parted company. And I say we, I mean the blacks and some of our liberal friends on the tax issue. We depart company when you get to the sales tax, all right? I think that, as I've told them, it's very interesting. Sales tax is the biggest money raiser in the state. I think that although it's regressive, that where I can be assured that there's a bending over backward to assure me the benefits of that new revenue, that I'll vote to increase that tax, although I know it's regressive, and although it strikes harder at my constituency. But where I know a corresponding benefit of that is coming out. Now, I think that's the value of having the business community and the blacks and the poor all in the same organization where we can work that out, because I could compromise that somehow, or they could compromise it somehow. So I think you're right that we could not only get tax reform, but we could get some significant compromises, even with the present kind of tax structures that we use, by having these, what on the surface should be warring forces, together in the same party.
What it evolves into eventually is sort of a politics of consensus.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've just been struck with Georgia looks resembled to me very much South Carolina in that regard. Mm-hmm. How effective is the urban caucus in the legislature?
Very effective. Very effective.
What kind of issues do blacks and Republicans get together on?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't given it any thought. Republicans are not.
Well, most of them members of the Urban Caucus, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
How significant in whatever cooperation there is, when there is cooperation between those two groups, how significant is it that Mike Egan is a Republican minority leader?
I don't know. I don't agree with Mike on too many things, and so I don't know. It's significant that we are there together in the Urban Caucus to hammer out some things, and not that.
You usually agree on reapportionment, right?
Yeah, I guess we do. We split on the tax issue in the Urban Caucus, because blacks departed company with the Urban Caucus on the tax. Right? So urban folk were for that sales tax. Their whole thing is, let's get some more money. So we departed company there, and I don't know what else it did. We agreed on some notions of judicial reform, I guess.
How about election laws?
We all agreed on some liberalization of the election laws. Mail, postcard, registration, keeping the polls open later.
Postcard registration was approved this year?
Yeah.
But the Durbin Coalition approved.
Right.
The Republicans went along with that.
Right. Yeah, they just like black. They're looking for more votes, right?
More about your own background that I meant to get before. What did your parents do in Athens?
My father's a baker, and my mother's a housewife. He's always been a baker up there at Benson. Still is.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and two sisters. My sisters are older than I am. My brother is 5 years younger.
And are you the only one who's politically active?
As far as I know. My sister's out in Seattle. I think she's pretty active, but I don't know.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that you wanted to comment on, just to give some insight?
No.
End interview with Bobby Hill. No more transcription. This tape.